Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, text 5. Krishna is explaining to Arjuna Karma Yoga, the art of work, and the chapter is Karma Yoga. Everyone is forced to act helplessly, Krishna says, according to the qualities he has acquired from the modes of material nature. Therefore, no one can refrain from doing something, not even for a moment. Comment. Srila Prabhupada explains in his purport, quote, it is not a question of embodied life, but it is the nature of the soul to be always active. Without the presence of the spirit soul, the material body cannot move. As such, the spirit soul has to be engaged in the good work of Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, it will be engaged in occupations dictated by illusory energy. End quote. In chapter 2, Krishna told Arjuna, Kaman yeva dikaraste. Your eligibility, your adhikara, on the yoga ladder is not renunciation of work, but action. Because the soul must act, the Vedas prescribe duties to purify the living entities. Thus, by acting according to Shastra, in a detached mood, in knowledge of the difference between the self, the eternal soul, and the body, matter, one becomes elevated to the Gyan platform. Only then does one have the option to give up prescribed duties and take sannyas. If such a person renounces prescribed duties and accepts sannyas, though his heart is still not purified, he will find himself in difficulty. Krishna next describes such an unfortunate renunciant. 6. One who restrains the senses of action, but whose mind dwells on sense objects, certainly deludes himself and is called a pretender. Comment. Krishna tells Arjuna that if work is renounced without adhikar, the qualifications or requisite purity of heart, his mind will dwell on sense objects because his heart is not yet pure. He will delude himself thinking, I am a renunciant. The Sanskrit word for false actor is mityachara. Mitya means false, and achara means activities. Krishna is saying, quote, your activities will not match your renounced dress, and you will be a pretender. Such a person is not qualified to receive the Lord's mercy. Not only Arjuna, but all of us should act according to our eligibility. As Arjuna learned of his eligibility from his spiritual master, we should similarly understand our own eligibility from our guru. Krishna next compares an attached, quote, sannyasi, and a detached householder. 7. On the other hand, if a sincere person tries to control the active senses by the mind, and begins karma yoga in Krishna consciousness, without attachment, he is by far superior. Comment. This verse describes the dutiful householder as being better situated than the mityachara sannyasi. In his purport, Srila Prabhupada glorifies the vanashrama system because it leads a conditioned soul gradually towards self-realization. 8. Perform your prescribed duty, for doing so is better than not working. One cannot even maintain one's physical body without work. Comment. Krishna is telling Arjuna, work for you with your adhikara for karma is better than renunciation. You are not on the platform, on the jnana platform, on which you can effectively renounce your prescribed duties. Arjuna is concerned that by working, he would develop material attachments and desires. He, just prior to this great battle, especially fears the reactions that will follow such work. To differentiate ordinary work, which entangles one in the material world, from karma yoga, work that carries one towards liberation, Krishna speaks the next verse. 9. Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise, work causes bondage in this material world. Therefore, O son of Kunti, perform your prescribed duties for his satisfaction. And in that way, you will always remain free from bondage. Comment. Verses 3 through 8 have hinted at niskam karma, work with both knowledge and detachment. Niskam karma, in other words, combines karma and jnana. Nishkam karma allows the soul to be active, but in a detached way, so that he is protected from material entanglement. Higher still, as stated in text 9, is when one's knowledge increases to include knowledge of Vishnu, and the detached activities one then performs are offered to him with devotion. Nishkam karma is meant to lead to bhakti. The question arises, what if a person is overly attached to material life and cannot perform niskam karma yoga? To explain this, Krishna now describes the yoga ladder, beginning with the lowest rung and gradually moving higher. The next 7 verses, 10 through 16, describe the progressive stages of the yoga ladder from karma kanda to karma yoga. Every soul in the material world attempts, either subtly or grossly, to position himself, not Krishna, as the enjoyer and controller. This is true regardless of the body the soul inhabits. The striving of ignorant animals for pleasure, according to their limited capacity, is the same as that of spiritually undeveloped humans who, in their attempt to taste pleasure, act in ignorance. The Vedas and their supplements contain 100,000 lakhs of verses, 1 lakh equal 100,000. Of these, a great majority discuss fruitive activities, and only a small percentage discuss jnana khand, which leads the living entity towards transcendental knowledge and ultimately to an understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Vedic culture provides a system by which the materially attached person can satisfy his material desires yet gradually become purified. Therefore, such a high percentage of Vedic information centers on Karmakanda, the performance of sacrifices to reach higher planets and to satisfy superior beings, the demigods. To become situated under the protection of such a system, one must agree to regulate his enjoyment by the descending authority of Vedic formulas. One following that system does not act simply as he desires. His mood of subservience to God's order in the form of the Vedas, even though his purpose is to attain sense pleasures, is purifying, for he is following Krishna's system. By following this Vedic system of sacrifice, one also implicitly accepts the principle that he is not independent. Rather, his enjoyment depends upon the satisfaction of higher authorities. Srila Prabhupada confirms this in his purport to Srimad Bhagavatam 2.7.32. Quote, sacrifices recommended in the Vedic literature for satisfaction of the demigods are a sort of inducement to the sacrificers to realize the existence of higher authorities. End quote. Such followers of the Vedas are called karmakandis. Okay, let us end here, even though we haven't completed the commentary, which is quite long, and Krishna willing, we shall soon complete that. Okay, Hare Krishna.